This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni.
The 9th annual Port City Music Festival is nearly upon us. The 8-day classical music cornucopia begins on Sunday, June 4th and runs through Sunday, June 11th. The founder and director of operations, Christine Farley, and the director of communications, Lynn Herndon, joined us in the studio. Here's Christine first.
It's actually support for classical music, and it's accessible to everyone. You know, we don't charge. We raise our money through grants and contributions.
And some of the musicians, most of them, come from Philadelphia, and they're part of a group called Camerata Philadelphia. Stephen Fermil is the music director. He's also a cellist, and he brings with him a pianist and a mezzo-soprano, and a violinist, and sometimes a clarinetist. And they form the core group of musicians. But we also have local musicians who are invited to come in to form various configurations of music, like chamber music, and then we have even a chamber orchestra. They're playing.
We also conduct free master classes. So we'll have two sessions of master classes, one at the First Presbyterian on Eastwood and then another one at B'nai Israel Synagogue.
Festival musicians will perform 30 selections over 8 days. And you're sure to hear Bach, whatever performances you attend.
Oh, this year we have such a variety of music to share. There's a lot of Bach this year. One piece that Stephen will be doing is a solo cello piece. Those are beautiful, and he does them really well. There's also a Bach piano trio. There's a quartet. There's a sonata, a cantata, and a concerto. So they're spread out evenly across the week. So if you come to one concert, you're always going to hear Bach. You can be sure. There's also a Beethoven piano trio. In fact, it's the famous Ghost piano trio. There's Schubert Lieder, a Handel concerto, and a Dvorak string serenade, as well as two very big pieces that are being played this year. One is the Brahms piano quintet, which is Brahms called the crown of his chamber music works, and the other is Schubert's Trout piano quintet.
There are two highlights this year that are new to the festival. One is the harpsichord, which will be performed for a Bach concerto and a Mendelssohn string octet. The other is opera, a short opera about coffee addiction.
It's a 30-minute comedic opera on the coffee opera. It's the first time we've done a small opera ever in 9 years. So it's only 30 minutes, and it's going to be sung in English. So I think that is going to be in a very exciting addition to the music festival this year.
That's a Bach piece.
Yes.
A very famous Bach piece, truly about a young girl's addiction to coffee and her negotiation with her father about the man that she marries has to allow her to drink coffee, or else she will turn into a piece of roast goat. It's 7 concerts in 8 days, is that right? And if you come to every concert, you will be replete by the end of the week. It's pretty fantastic.
Yeah. That was Christine Farley and Lynn Herndon, organizers of the Port City Music Festival, running June 4th through 11th. Find all the venues and the schedule at WHQR.org.